Welcome to Inside the NBA Today, where we give our opinions and support on today's NBA. I'm your host, Ben Singletary, and today's topic is Rookie of the Year. Now, as you know, each year, the NBA votes who had the best year as a rookie. Now, my vote is LaMelo Ball. Now, the top two votes of NBA fans is LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards. Now, Anthony Edwards is averaging 18 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. But LaMelo Ball is averaging 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. So he is beating Anthony Edwards in every category, but he's only averaging 3 less points than Anthony Edwards. But I still have LaMelo Ball as Rookie of the Year. Now here's why. LaMelo Ball is 19 years old, and he has started 21 games out of the 41 games prior to his injury, right? Now, LaMelo was out for a month, and he still was number one in the Rookie of the Year race. Now, that's pretty insane by being out for a month, a whole month, and still being number one in the rookie race. Now, LaMelo Ball, as I said before, averages 15.6 assists, 5 rebounds. But he also averages about 2 steals and only 3 turnovers. I think that's good, a good, kind of good ratio for a rookie. He plays 28 minutes. He shoots 45% from the field, 78% from the free throw line, and 37% from the 3-point line. Now, Anthony Edwards hasn't been out at all. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, their record is 20-45. They are 20-45. But the Hornets are 32-33. Minnesota is 20-45. Hornets is 32-33. With Melo, they were winning. They won majority of 41 games. Without Melo, it was about even, 50-50. But before Melo got injured, he dropped 31 points. That was about 2 months ago. He recently has just came back. Melo dropped 30 points as his career high, right? And Melo, no doubt, is a pass-first point guard. He's expected to be just like Magic Johnson, a tall point guard that is pass-first and still can score the ball. The difference between him and Magic is LaMelo Ball is a good shooter. He has good shooting range. He can shoot from deep, and it's pretty consistent if you ask me and other people that watch LaMelo Ball. Now, he is having a way better season than his own brother, Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball is having a good season, but Melo's having a better rookie season than Lonzo. Now, LaMelo compared to Anthony Edwards. Now, Anthony Edwards is a scorer, for one. I think he's a shooting guard. He's not much of a point guard. He's not much of a passer. He just score, score, score. Now, LaMelo can score, but he also passes too. Now, Melo's value to the Hornets is extremely high. And Melo actually has a both of the rookies have a good team. Let's settle that. So I don't think that Anthony Edwards don't got nobody. That's why he don't average as much assists now. But LaMelo is also under Michael Jordan's wing, as Michael Jordan does own the Hornets. But Melo is performing pretty well, and Melo's value to the Hornets is very high. Has Melo missed a couple games, right? I think it was 20 games, 20-something games, being out a month or two. Averaged only 11 points before starting. He averaged 11 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, and 2 blocks before starting. That was in their first 21 games. But as their 30-31 and 33 record, LaMelo Ball is a big value in that, as he and his dynamic duo, well, upcoming dynamic duo, Miles Bridges, they are known as Airbnb. I know, like, Airbnb, but theirs stands for Ball and Bridges, Airbnb. That is their up-and-coming duo, and they're doing pretty good, as many of LaMelo's assists come flashy passes to him or alley-oops to him. Now, Anthony Edwards has Karl-Anthony Towns. That's the only players I can name off the top of my head so far. And he's really not getting assists like anything. He's kind of scoring. But LaMelo is doing it all. What can I say? LaMelo is definitely number one in this race. And he has definitely been proven. I mean, he has definitely proven that he should. All right, this is the end of this episode of Inside the NBA Today. And if you want more, tune in to the next episode of Inside the NBA Today. This has been Singletary. Don't forget the name.